When I was 18 years old, my first year of college seminary, God gave me a prayer that has stayed with me for over 40 years. It's a two-part prayer. The first is, Lord, help me to know your love. And the second part is, Lord, give me a love for your people. Lord, help me to know your love. Lord, give me a love for your people. And that prayer has stayed with me all these years and often comes to my mind and heart when I am praying. I've tried to let that prayer guide me, both as a person and as a priest. The prayer reminds me to keep a good balance between receiving and giving, between God and people, between prayer and service. When that balance is not right, things don't go as well. And when I'm not doing either part of that well, then things go pretty badly. All of us are called to know and to receive and to live in God's love. All of us are called to love others. Those are the two greatest commandments. Simple and yet hard at times to live out. Simon Peter was not able to spend 1 hour in prayer the night of the Last Supper as Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane before he was arrested. Later that same night, he denied even knowing Jesus 3 times. And that is the context of the encounter between Jesus and Peter in the gospel today. Simon Peter recognized that it was Jesus who appeared to them, and Jesus then asked Peter 3 times, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Instead of denying Jesus, Simon Peter this time affirms his love for Jesus 3 times. And in response, Jesus asks Peter to take care of his people. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. If you love me, care for my people. Again, that balance. We need to know and live in God's love. And then in response, we need to love God's people with great care. This is the gospel that was used last Saturday for the funeral mass for Pope Francis. Pope Francis helped us to understand our need to go out and care for God's people, the sheep, wherever they are. He asked priests to have the smell of the sheep on them. As we conclude our official period of mourning for Pope Francis today, perhaps we can also use this gospel to pray for the election of a new pope. As we pray for the cardinals who will begin the conclave on Wednesday, let us pray that they choose a leader for us who knows deeply the love of God in his life, as well as a shepherd who is committed to loving God's people, especially those most in need. Jesus came to bridge the gap between us and God. In many ways, the role of the Pope is to be a bridge between God's people, the Church, and Christ. The word pontiff means bridge builder. The Pope, the supreme pontiff, strengthens the connection between Christ and his people. In some ways, that's also what happens in the Eucharist, in Holy Communion. As we receive communion, we receive Jesus, his body and blood. We are in union with him. Communion also has to do with God's people, the church. In the Eucharist, we are also in union with the church, not just here in this building, but the church around the world, and even with the saints in heaven. That's why communion is for those who are prepared and in a state of grace, so that the union with Christ, the union with his people, is present in our lives as we receive Holy Communion. St. Peter didn't always get it right, but Jesus was there to help him back. We don't always get it right either in our love of God or our love of one another, but Jesus remains here for us as well, especially in the sacraments of the Eucharist and reconciliation. Let's pray today that we stay close to Christ and close to his people in the sacraments of the church. Let's pray that we truly know God's love and allow God's love to give us the strength to love his people. Let's pray for our church, that the cardinals may choose for us a shepherd who will build that bridge between us and Christ. Let's pray that our reception of Holy Communion may keep us always one with our Lord and with his people. Lord, help me to know your love. Lord, give me a love for your people.